Namaste. My name is Rui Semmerer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak about the law of karma and the law of attraction. Buddha said that the law of karma is not describable. It's beyond of our understanding, and if we think over it, then we can even get mad. So, and I think this is the best answer at all. So if nobody can describe it, for what we need the law of karma. It's also easy to understand that the religion had used the law of karma combined with bad consciousness to squeeze out the people. And this is true for all the religion. You come in the heaven when you give us everything, you are a bad man or you are a sinner, and you can buy you free from your sins if you give us the money. No? They may, okay, the package is a little bit more nice, but this is a reality. This is a reality why we have the law of karma. Okay, one other example. You're doing all the time good things, and then you can expect that everything is coming true for you. You're getting only good things bad. This is not true. You see, people who had killed people, people who had done very bad deeds, were living until the end of their life in a peaceful environment. Nobody had harmed them. And then you think, oh, well, the law of karma is not working, for sure not. And then you see other people got punishment, beaten up, and you say, okay, karma law is working. And I would say, like the Vedanta, identification is working. And the law of attraction is working. Okay, other example. So I had a very bad childhood. My childhood was a hell, was beaten up. And then I attract again and again bad situation. This means I have to repeat my traumas, what the psychologists are saying. So what has this to do with the law of karma? Or even if you don't trust this thing, then why is the reason that 80% of the women are going back in the same situation where they got raped and think over, they get raped again? Is it law of karma or is it law of attraction? If you are identified with a deed, so saying the Vedanta, then you are the doer. If not, then you're not the doer. This means when we are afraid of punishment, we get the punishment. And if you're not identified with it, when we kill somebody and we just go and, okay, it was this is our daily practice also, if we don't care, nothing will happen. If we have done the homicide, good. Otherwise, we will attract the police because of the fear. So then from this example, you can see that the law of attraction is working to 100%, and the law of karma, we don't know. We cannot forecast anything, but we can focus only one thing. If our attitude is bad, or if we are sad, depressed, we attract the bad things. We attract the conflicts. And if we easy, if we calm, if we are happy, we attract the good things. But this has nothing to do with, again, with karma law. So for what we need the karma law? Again and again I ask this question. So the karma law we don't need, if we look inside, what is inside of ourself, and then we now we attract it, and then we feel that we are responsible for our life, and then we don't have to think over, we let the yesterday done by itself, forget the yesterday, live in the here and now. And then for us the karma law doesn't exist and we can enjoy our life. It's just so simple, no? And we don't care what had happened yesterday because we cannot change it anymore. But we can change our attitude to the things what we have done yesterday. And then to relax is an easy solution so that we attract good things in our life. I don't say that you are doing bad things. I don't say this because we have this condition inside of ourselves that we are afraid that something is coming back to our bad deeds and that we feel guilty and that we have a bad consciousness, and the bad consciousness is one of the worst things. So this, we attract the bad things, and with fear we attract also the bad things. Again, this has nothing to do with the law of karma. So, and then comes a better solution. Instead of to believing in the karma law, how is it if we would believe in God? Because God can protect us, God can help us, and not the law of karma, and God is love, God is total happiness, total joy, so, and if we think on Him, then we are in another space, and we are feel much better, and we're getting His protection. Instead of believing in the karma law, this means for me believing in the devil. We put our attraction to the bad things instead of to God. To God. And here I can prove again that this is working. So I have faced in the last 12 years 4 times a death. I was 1 time clinically dead. And I was 1 time my whole body paralyzed. Still I'm here, you see. And so this protection had worked. Okay, and so believe in God, give faith to God, and let go the law of karma. Okay, thank you that you have seen this video, and bye.